Welcome to Kachemet Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. With a striking blue body, black head, and a prominent crest, along with an impressive repertoire of calls, our local Stellar's Jay can leave an impact. Even its name stands out, sounding like this jay comes from out of this world. This name, though, Stellar's, S-T-E-L-L-E-R, apostrophe S, pops up all over the place when talking about the nature of Kachemak Bay. We have the Stellar's Jay, Stellar's Sea Lion, even Cryptochiton Stellariae, the gumboot chiton. So why does Stellar get to claim all of these animals? George Wilhelm Stellar was a German naturalist and one of the first non-native people to explore and describe the nature of Alaska. It was as part of a Russian expedition under Vitus Bering. Following a storm that separated his boat from its sister ship, that Stellar ended up in Alaska landing on Kayak Island, 62 miles south of Cordova. Bering's expedition never made it to mainland Alaska and had a fairly disastrous return voyage. But during this time, among other things, Stellar became the first European to document and describe six species of animals. Of these six species, two are now extinct. Three are considered in danger or in decline, and only one, our Stellar's Jay, is considered unthreatened. No longer with us from Stellar's six are the spectacled cormorant and Stellar's sea cow. Stellar's sea cow was a Sirenian, related to manatees and dugongs, but much larger than any current representatives, reaching lengths up to 30 feet and weighing over 10 tons. Stellar's sea cow, however, proved too easy to catch of a food source for future Russian expansion into Alaska and were extinct within 30 years of their discovery. Without leaving the state, there is no relative of the sea cow to be found, but pelagic cormorants, relatives of the extinct spectacled cormorant, can be found out on the bay and nesting at Gull Island in the summer. Of our remaining members of Stellar's Six, three can be seen here in Kachemak Bay. Stellar's Jay we have covered. To see one of them, all you have to do is put out a little bird food. They will come. The other two will be found on the water. They are Stellar's Sea Lion and Stellar's Eider. Stellar's Sea Lions are much larger than their cousins of the California Sea Lion that most people are used to, with males averaging near 1,200 pounds. Only walrus and elephant seals are larger than the Stellar's Sea Lion in the world of pinnipeds. Stellar's Eider can be found in Kachemak Bay all times of year except the summer, when they move north for breeding. This whole time, I have been talking about Stellar's Six, the six species that he was the first to describe during this voyage. There is a seventh, though, not extinct and not endangered, but probably never actually existed at all. Stellar's Sea Ape. Stellar described this playful animal with a dog-like face and fins like a shark. He described this animal and a lengthy encounter with it, including a piece where it juggles kelp, but was unable to collect a sample. In all likelihood, Stellar's sea ape was probably a misidentified northern fur seal, but maybe it is out there, rounding out Stellar's seven. This is Henry Reiske, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.